Yeah. Groovy mode, none of this is scripted, life a movie role. Play my part, show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Find my reason, fly shit, I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid, every morning, every noon, and every evening, yeah.
Okay, wait. Do I get to ask one of them?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can pick it.
Okay. So the first question. One, the second. What was the second? Have I cried?
No. First off, first.
All right.
The topic of the discussion is 50 adult questions to ask your friends when you're wasted and want to overshare about your sex lives.
Okay.
So I'm going to start it over with a different question because that's what you read.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't read that. I didn't want to pick that. I was going to go to something. So,
You trying to learn about me. That's what you think you slick.
So,
I'm an angel.
Have you ever faked an orgasm?
Yes. I told him I came and I didn't come in the condom and I just took it off because his ass was trash.
Why is that?
It was loose. And it I could feel loose. It was like throwing a hot dog in a hallway.
Something that was just...
It wasn't gripping. It was busted open and he couldn't suck dick. So I was like, I just said, oh, I came and just grabbed my drawers and got out of there as fast as possible.
I faked the orgasm.
Oh, you get to answer the question too? Okay.
Yeah, we both gotta answer the question. Okay. I forgot to mention that, but we both gotta answer the question. It wouldn't be no fun if we both don't answer the questions. But I faked the orgasm. Shit. Okay. It was this dude I was fucking with and stuff like that or whatever. And his dick was big and stuff like that, but it wasn't good. So I was at that point when I found out that it wasn't good within what, the 5, 10, 15 seconds?
Mm-hmm.
30 seconds, I'm gonna say 30 seconds. Give 30 seconds. Found out it wasn't good from the motion and all that stuff though, how he was going, how he presented himself to me. It was like a sinking ship.
It was very disappointing.
I don't know if you ever been on a ship, on a boat, mm-hmm. and when the boat, I don't know if you ever experienced the boat mashing the brakes. But it was like that. Oh, fuck. It's a hard breach for real on the boat. For real. When the boat mashes brakes, like it's like emergency brakes. They emergency brakes jerk.
Mm-hmm.
And I've been on the... So anybody know and been on the boat and all that stuff though, when they put that shit down into the water and that shit stop, boom. So, yeah. And then, you know, they got the shit, I guess, you know, how far I need to go down or whatever and it stop like that. So they might not need to put that much. But if they have to put that much, then you know the rest go, but they still got more. Shit like that. But yeah, that shit jerked. It was like a rough burn. It was like a speed bump.
Well, did you not have enough lube or something?
You know, like, it felt like I didn't have enough lube, but that motherfucker was wet. And it was just like, you know.
He just didn't know what to do.
I'm going
to
say big, this. It felt like a hard speed bump. Stop.
Was he just ramming you?
And the dick was like a turtle. In the slow lane.
So
any kind of turtle.
It was a meaty short dick.
An old turtle.
It was like, a slow stroke.
You know, like the neck that just be all wrinkled up turtle.
So yeah,
and it be hanging kind of.
Mm.
That kind of turtle.
It was just a slow stroke?
It wasn't a slow stroke. It was a hard stroke. But even though I was wet, he made me feel like I was dry. And I wasn't dry. Because I kept feeling...
Was you even really into him is the question.
I was until I was disappointed when it got down to the get down. You know, that's when I got disappointed. Once the 30 seconds into him entering my ass, it was just like, hold on, wait, it's a desert. Dry land. Wait, hold on, let me check. No, it's wet back there. But him entering feel like it's he pushing sand straight through me.
What, he had an ashy dick?
It was a putt-putt. That's what it was for me. A putt-putt.
Damn.
A putt-putt. A big oversized ass turtleneck ass dick.
Okay.
You know that, you know, like even if you pull, it was like a slinky dick. Even if you try to pull it all the way back to the side and it go pop back to in place.
What, his skin?
Yeah, it's like a slinky dick. Like, you know, fresh slinky dick. Not the old ones that you been had hanging around the house, throwing around the house and all that type
you
shit.
To,
not those type of slinkies. The ones freshly bought, they're still tight. And you got to pull that bitch apart to make that bitch go. That, but it was like that. You know, beginner stage of pulling
the slinky. Was he black? Dick.
Yeah, black. Muscle. Shriveled up dick. Slinky dick.
Was he older? Yeah.
He was older.
Okay, so do you have any fetishes you never mentioned?
That I never mentioned? This would be funny if we was doing the podcast on the video recording. Mm-hmm. Cause you could edit and you could look at my reaction. I know you put something stupid. He wasn't ready for that one. But no, I don't have no fetish that I haven't mentioned. The only fetish that I do have is sucking dick, eating ass.
Is that a fetish though? Is that even considered a fetish?
I don't think sucking toes or sucking dick or eating ass is a fetish at this point. I feel like if
that's just
some
prerequisites.
Piss play, some fisting,
something like
shit
that.
Like
yeah,
that
I don't want to fist.
Consider it as fetish or whatever, but that's.
I had a friend that always kept saying, "You want to get fisted?" I'm like, "Nigga, I had to start asking him, are you into that?" I don't want you. I would never.
Somebody asked me that too, though, and I was thinking in my mind, you want to get punched.
You want? I don't want you punching my ass.
You want to get punched? Do you want to get punched?
You better find you a white boy.
Do I look like the type of nigga that want to get fist? I will fist your ass. I will fist you the fuck up. I will beat your ass. We wouldn't even get to the point of having sex. We wouldn't be doing nothing there. We would be fighting, for real.
So I don't. Wait, do I have any
fetish? I don't have nothing against nobody.
I don't have no fetish. There's some freaky things I still want
to do. That ass strong.
There's some freaky things I still want to do, but I want to do it with a significant other. I never want to do it with a rando.
Okay, there's some things, too, that I can say the same thing, too. But I'm just like, if, I don't know, it's to a level.
Yeah.
Certain level.
But yeah, I don't have really any fetishes. I mean, yeah. Nah. You over there searching a little too long.
So. What? Six.
Okay.
Position is your favorite.
As what? A top or a bottom or what?
I'm sorry, not what. Hold on, I read the question wrong.
Okay.
Which sex position is your favorite?
Which sex position? As what though? As a top, okay.
Which sex position is your favorite? That is the question.
My favorite. I really like missionary. I like to look at a motherfucker while I'm fucking him. I want you to know that I'm the motherfucker that's making you feel good. And come. I want
to
look.
You say you like to look at him.
I like to look at a motherfucker. I want you to know that that's me giving you that pleasure and making you want to come on yourself. Yeah, that's my favorite.
I don't know about missionary. I'm gonna have to agree. I'm gonna have to side with SZA. She was like, "Bitch, never getting bored. Can we switch positions?"
You said from what kind of position?
Switch, SZA.
SZA, like
yeah.
A lesbian, like, SZA.
No, oh. No. I said I gotta agree with SZA when she was like, "Missionaries getting bored. Can we switch positions?"
Oh, I mean, who are my favorites? My can I do two?
It don't have an S at the end, so it's one favorite.
We can't, nigga, this is our game. We can't.
I mean, and then it was all my turn, so.
Ugh, you made. Okay, well, that's my favorite.
So we go
add. Well, that's one of my favorites.
Okay, I guess we could do it. You add it, yeah.
My other
so,
one
what was your first favorite?
Was Visionary. And then my other one, if we're height proportionate, I like to just stand up and just a motherfucker just bend over and take that shit.
So would that be doggy style?
Basically, or doggy style standing up, in a sense.
So, okay.
If we're height proportionate.
Okay. Mine's would not be missionary, only because I feel like with me, the type of person I am, I'm not going to speak for myself. With me, I feel like because I know the sex is going to be good with
who you with,
who I'm with or whatever, well, I know it's going to be good on my end, you know, and stuff, but in general, I know it's going to be good, so I feel like if I'm giving that person, it would be me giving that person more power than I have with dealing with the sex that's going on in that moment. Like, for example,
you'd be more submissive in some ways.
Some niggas just feel like they could just, your shit just so wet and so good. Ooh, I'm about to beat this shit up. Oh, I'm about to bang it. Oh, I'm about to do all this. Nah, you're not about to tear it up like that. Nah. Nah, baby steps. Baby steps. One step at a time. You know? Because it's a whole different size dick going on. I'm about to get just to you. It's like a tryout right now. You know, it's like cheerleading practice right now. You know?
Yeah.
Doing aerobics and all that shit, though. You know? Back then, splits and shit, you know.
Oh, splits.
All that though. Yeah.
I can get the splits.
I mean, that's
all the split.
If you were to pay attention to the sex positions and stuff like that, the sex scale is nothing but fucking splits and bust a wide open and dips and shit like that. That's why I call it cheerleaders.
You call it what?
That's why I call it cheerleader sex. You're doing splits and all that shit, jumping jacks in the air and all that shit, you gotta twerk it on your knees, bending backwards, upside down.
Can I ask a question?
Like,
have you ever given dick before?
Yeah, multiple times. Plenty of times. Plenty of times. Yes, I have. And I enjoy it too.
Enjoy it too?
Yes, I do. But now, my favorite
position. Oh, yeah.
Sex position is doggy style. And some shit I like to do till I turn around and I don't know. Like, you land down, and I know my legs up under your legs, facing the opposite way.
Cowgirl style, basically.
But with your legs over my legs, your legs on my legs under yours, you know. I'm sitting on you, but not sitting on you. I'm also on my knees type stuff. Or whatever. But yeah, you know. So that, I don't know what you call it, but those are my two favorite positions. I don't know. I feel like that's like the one too. The, I don't know.
Yeah, sure.
The goat.
Make sure I put that in my notepad.
I'll be sure to write that down.
I'm not going to ask you that one because I know that answer. Let's see.
Let's talk about sex, baby.
How many times per week do you masturbate?
Oh.
Per week?
If I'm single and...
Single again. Back on the prowl.
And not doing no hookups, I would say, well, first off, I don't know. Because within a day, if I'm single and not doing no hookups or whatever, not fucking nobody but myself, if I'm masturbating, I'm going to go like probably like 5 times max.
In the day?
In a day.
Damn.
So I guess you do that times a week.
35 times?
I guess that'd be like...
Yo, dude.
Right. Had to take a break.
Me be raw.
Normal town. 4th of July.
Raw me.
4th of July, gotta Jamaica.
Gotta put some balm on it. For me, okay. How many times do I masturbate? Between me going to work and shit, it'd probably be once a day. Or once a day, sometimes shit, once
a
day.
I can do that 5 times a day, even when I gotta go to work.
Once a day.
I need it.
Or once every day. Like, now, if it's like I'm off, I'm at home, I'm not doing much or whatever, it could be like three times at least.
Now, does that include at work or only at home or in
between? Oh, that, not at work or nothing. No.
Not at work?
No, it would be at home or after work. But if I'm off of work, yeah, it could be like maybe three times. Cause these are about good after that. Cause trying to catch up for it, it just takes longer, and I don't have that kind of focus for that. It ain't that serious. But unless like I'm just been horny all day and shit. But and usually if I'm horny like that, I'm definitely gonna try to fuck something. But shit, to be honest.
Have you bust a nut and we still want to have sex? Or you just like, fuck it, I don't bust a nut, I'm done with it. Good night.
So, no. No, I can definitely keep going. And there was a guy that taught me how to do that because I was amazed that how he was still able to keep going when he was fucking me. And I was like, how do you keep doing that?
Which I did like some bondage type shit. Like some,
no, we were just fucking.
Like some.
No, we was. It was just a good sex session.
Like, what you call it? Hands tied and.
No, I mean, I do like.
The edging type shit.
No. He just a mother. He was a horny motherfucker. And he came, and I noticed, and I still was, because I hadn't still came yet, but I noticed his dick was still hard. And he was like, yeah, he was like, nigga, I could keep going. And so he kept going. Like, I was still trying to get my first one. I got my first one, and got that one, and then he was still going, working on his second one. And shit, I mean, it was a long session. And so he came, I came again, like, right behind him again. And, and so I started asking him, like, you know, how do you... Because, you know, sex is 80% mental. So he was just telling me how aroused he was by me and how good the sex was and stuff and whatever else it was that he was enjoying or whatever. So and whatever else, you know, he was heightened about. Maybe he was fantasizing about other things while he was fucking me. I don't know, you know what I mean? And so I learned... You know, if I'm really into a guy and I'm fucking and I come, like, I can just keep going, like, just keep focusing and keep going, you know what I mean? Like, it's all about just keeping your blood pumping in there and shit. And yeah, you know what I mean? So shit, that was definitely like the energizer. Keep going. Only now what make me stop is if I'm tired, like just from exertion, you know what I mean?
Or something like that, but nah.
Do you think sex can sometimes be overrated?
Do I think sex can be overrated?
Do you think sex can sometimes be overrated? Sometimes be overrated.
Do you think? I think sex some people's can be, sex can be overrated. I don't think it's all.
Do you think sometimes sex can be overrated?
Yes, sometimes. Because sometimes at some point, life becomes more about more than just sex. You know what I mean? Unless you're just socially awkward or something like that. But, like, at some point, sex gets old and you start to want more out of the sexual experience with a person. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So, yes, I think sometimes it can be. Because after a while, whoever you have mind-blowing sex with, after a while, you know, if you mess with it long, after a while, you get used to it, and then it's like, you know, it got to be something else. You know, if you're in a dating realm of it, you know, it got to be more to the person, you know what I mean, to keep you around.
So do you somewhat agree to sex is not always important?
It's definitely important. It's important.
I say, do you agree to sex is not always important?
Keyword, and not always a relationship important. Or just life?
Just period. Like, sex is not always important.
If you're going to just say just life.
Do you base relationships or interactions with people off of sex? Mainly?
Well, you're asking me to like two separate questions by asking me that. If you're talking about just life as a general, as a whole, sex is important because it's part of your sexual health. So, yes, it is part of your health because it releases endorphins and things like that. It helps reduce stress and things like that. So, yes.
I don't agree. With that.
Well, if you masturbate, that's what the point is. But it's like, doing. Hold on. Is this not my question? You're asking me. Sorry, your window is closed. Thank you. You can prick your fires up at the next window. So my window is closed. So I'm answering my question. You asked me. So if you're talking about in life, it is important. If you're talking about a relationship and you're getting to know someone, and you're looking to build something with somebody, of course you want to know more about them as a person, and just who they are in day-to-day life and learn things about their past or whatever so that you understand where to add grace at, when to understand them when they're explaining things to you about stuff and all of that. But it's still important in a relationship as well. Because I think they motherfuckers is horny. You know what I mean? Shit.
Yeah, people are horny,
but it's not everything, especially in the beginning. I mean, well, usually in the beginning, everybody hunching a lot, you know, in the beginning. You know what I mean? But it's an important factor, but it's not all of things. You know what I mean? Especially if you like this, if you really genuinely like this person, you're like, yo, I really want to date them, get to know. It shouldn't be the number one. Personality to me is number one. And how do you move as a person? And how do you, you know what I mean? Are you a liar? Are you, you know what I mean? Because those things way, way more anybody can make me come, you know what I mean? But how do you move as a person? You know what I mean? Things like that. Is that a good response for you, Mr. Williams?
Yeah, somewhat, I guess. I don't know, I guess.
But it's not, maybe. Like, 100%, you know. I think it's important, but it's not everything. But yeah, I think especially, it depends on, too, if you are young, it's definitely probably going to be important because if your hormones are raging and things like that.
In this lifetime.
But if I was old or something, an older person, I probably would say something different. But when you're still young and your hormones and stuff, you hot and ready like a little Caesar's pizza.
You are old.
I'm not old. You know what? Don't even set you up. I'm not old.
You're old.
I have wisdom.
Exactly.
That doesn't mean old. Young people have wisdom. I had wisdom when I was 17.
Not in this lifetime, though. I had wisdom.
I had wisdom when I was 17.
Shit.
I'm only 3 years past 17. I'm only 20. I think still, even in the 30s, you're still a young person. And, you know what I mean? Your hormones are raging, and so you're still going to want to, you know, get the fuck off, you know what I mean? And things like that. In terms of, you know what I mean, if you're, you know, you and that person is dating, and, you know, especially if y'all already been having sex or something like that, whatever, you know, but it shouldn't be all about that, though, you know what I mean? I mean, that's definitely something to talk about up front, and, you know, so you know where that, okay, you could check that part off, you know, but,
no, it's not 100%. To be honest, I feel like, with that, with sex, like, with that, like, for an option or whatever, some people may feel like that's just what they need or whatever, or that's the main focus of a relationship.
You might as well be single or just fuck and just have friends with benefits.
I don't feel like that's the main
attraction
to a relationship. Like,
some people start off in relationship based off
husband. Okay, so it could be, yeah, I could start off in a relationship with fucking someone or whatever and stuff like that every day of the week and stuff. But once we become, it's like once we become, okay. Once we in the relationship, once we agree that, okay, I'm fucking you, you mine, I'm yours and type shit or whatever, you know, that's what it is. But when you like, single, I don't think that's important either, but even in a relationship, once we become one and you mine, I'm yours type shit, I still feel like that shouldn't be the main
thing. Well, it's the companionship is the main thing. You know? The companionship is the main
thing. Yeah, but that's what relationships go wrong, because, okay, if I'm not giving you or this person this much sex or that sex or, you know, and stuff like that. As before, as once we hooked up, meet and greet and all that stuff, I hooked up, once I let you in or let you get some this many times a week or whatever, and now we getting serious or whatever. Okay. Yeah, you did that. Yeah, I let you do that. Yeah, you explored my body and stuff like that. So now I feel like at this point, that's not important. That's not the most important thing in our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of those important things in our relationship or in any one relationship.
Mm-hmm.
It's other things than sex. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like sex can be a main thing of my relationship.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel like that should be on the list of the bad, the good and the bad, the good or the bad, you know? Sex is, I feel like that's an optional thing. And I feel like if you love me, or if I love you, or if she love him, or if he love her enough to be with one another, that's all that's what's important. Being committed. It's called commitment.
It's being there. Committed, it's in being there. Is
but sex
more
does
than
not
anything.
Sex does not bring the limitations of a relationship, or have a gain, a loss, or control on the relationship. I feel like I feel like that's a mind thing. That's a personal thing. I feel like that's your sex drive thing. Mm-hmm. That's you know what you need to discuss thing, with your significant other of on your sex drive, your sex level, or your sex, whatever you want to call it, part of your life before being committed. You know.
Mm-hmm.
Because you got to think about it. Yeah, it could be just like a hookup, one time fuck or whatever, but what if you gain feelings in this and that? So you, in the midst of you gaining feelings and all that shit, though, you might want to do a reality check. Okay, make a list. Do this person thrash what I need? Give me what I need. Do I see something in this person too? What I want, who I want to make mine for life and start a life, build relationship, capitalize on some type of shit or whatever the case may be. But, you know, is this what I want? After realizing, okay, your sex level and this person's sex level doesn't match, but it's a lot of other things in between that that thrives y'all, that keeps y'all together, that got y'all stuck like glue. You know, to a, okay, yeah, the sex might not be all good and great or whatever. I probably can't get it when I want to and stuff like that, but damn, I love this nigga. Damn, I love this bitch. You know? Type shit like that. So, I feel like it's a standard. I feel like it's a standards type thing. Like, I feel like when you make a list of the type of person you're looking for in your life, to have in your life, I feel like when you set it's a standards, a checklist, when you set your standards a little bit too high, I feel like that's like what it is. Some people may be setting their standards too high because in their mind, and I feel like what they carry in their gut, you having this big sex drive, or you having this big thrill of just coming, or being infatuated with someone that comes, or someone that's trying to
match. Go back to that addiction.
You know?
It could be a sex like, addiction.
True, but I feel like that shit shouldn't be based on that.
Well, that's the end of that episode. Tune in for the next episode where me and Trey get into some more things. Like I said, make sure you follow, like, subscribe at Talkin'ish with Chris, TalkinishwithChris, and you can follow Trey at
59 Chinese Paru 225-916. 59 Chinese Paru 225-916.
Oh, you just making sure they get your name, huh?
Yep.
All right, y'all. Peace out. Yeah, yeah. That's a price. That's a price. Yeah. Groovy mode. None of this is scripted. Life a movie role. Play my part. Show them even through the bloopers you could grow. Find my reason. Fly shit. I be dressing like some solid season. I keep it solid. Every morning, every noon, and every evening. Yeah. We'll be right back.